This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Some organizations these days are having a pretty hard time getting new people involved. Classical music groups are struggling to appeal to new music fans, and plenty of arts and culture groups have a tough time roping in new members. It turns out historical societies are also having a tough time, and that's something that Michigan Radio's Kyle Norris has been looking into. Hey, Kyle.
Hey.
And Amy Elliott Bragg is here. She helped co-found a group with my favorite name, the Detroit Drunken Historical Society. She's also president of the board of directors at Preservation Detroit. Amy is someone who is managing to recruit new faces into her groups. Welcome back to Stateside, Amy.
Thank you so much. Great to be here.
Kyle, set the stage for us. Just what is the big problem that historical societies in Michigan are really wrestling with?
The big picture is that the folks who tend to be involved and run these things are older folks, tend to be retired and above in age, and they're kind of burning out or they're winding down. And getting new blood, recruiting youngins, it's not going so well in general. I'm speaking broadly here, but that's the issue.
But Amy Elliott Bragg, that is not the experience that you're having, because both the groups you're involved with have gotten really diverse audiences to take part. Now, I want to start with the Detroit Drunken Historical Society.
Sure.
Describe a typical event for us and the crowd that shows up.
Well, the Detroit Drunken Historical Society is a meetup group. That's how people find out about it. We have a page on meetup.com. We have a Facebook page. About once a month, we organize an activity, usually a lecture or a discussion of some kind, and we host it at a local bar in Detroit. We get people from all walks of life coming out to hang out with us and learn about history. People are not necessarily all young people. That's, I think, a common misconception about the Detroit Drunken Historical Society. It's a really diverse age group. It's just a big mix of people.
Why are you able to make that happen?
Well, I think that people are attracted to the Detroit Drunken Historical Society in the way that we position ourselves as a good time history group. The events are really informal. They're very low key, usually free. There's no need to become a member of the Detroit Drunken Historical Society. You almost never need to buy your tickets in advance. If you're just looking for something interesting to do, it's kind of first come, first serve. All are welcome.
And there's beer.
so that's a big secret of our success. And, you know, I think people genuinely are interested in history, especially in Detroit, where people want to become more engaged in Detroit. They're fascinated by Detroit. History is a way for people to get into that. And we present the opportunity to learn about history in a very easy way.
Easy way. And you said, like, not commitment. So you're not signing up. You're not paying dues.
You know, they often talk about, like, so they're the sort of hardcore history buffs who are on board and they're reading these books every night. They're signed up. They studied this in school. They love it. They eat it. They breathe it. Mm-hmm. But then there's, like, the rest of us who are like, this is kind of cool. I might go to, like, this thing where I can get a beer and hear a lecture, which I would do. I'm not a hardcore, but I would do that. And I think with this group, they have tapped that. They found this sort of formula to tap that broad group.
You know, I think preservation is an interesting kind of subset of historical activities in that it is about history and it is about scholarship, but it's also about sense of place and building community. And I think that people are becoming attracted to historic preservation as younger people because they are interested in living in an urban environment. They're interested in living in a place with a unique character. They're interested in walkability. They're interested in reuse and rehabilitation as an environmentally sustainable approach to building a city. There are just a lot of ways that people who are young and engaged in the urban environment can tap into historic preservation.
Well, you know, talking about this struggle to attract new members and to pass the baton, so to speak, it's not exclusive to historic groups. Many nonprofits and arts and cultural organizations are wrestling with this. So what is the one big piece of advice you would both give to any group that wants to attract new blood and new members? Amy, I'll start with you.
Sure. The thing that we have found to be the most successful, both at Preservation Detroit and through the Drunken Historical Society, is to take a really inclusive approach. We have found that, as Kyle mentioned, there are people who might not be immersed in their library of historical texts all night, but they like history, they're interested in it, they want to weigh in. We see the same thing with preservation. There are people who would never call themselves a preservationist, but they don't want buildings demolished that could still be repurposed. They might have just bought a property themselves and they're interested in rehabilitating their old home. And those people are doing preservation every day. We have been trying to find ways to reach out to them, to be inclusive to them, to help them find ways to get engaged with our organization and to provide value to them as an organization. So that has been working for us.
Kyle Norris, based on the work you've done for this story, what do you think?
I'm going to piggyback on that and say, like, you know, look at who you're inviting to the table, and are you being really broad and thinking outside of the box? Because sometimes historic groups and other kinds of groups are just sort of doing the same old and not thinking of who they're appealing to and whose stories they're telling. So thinking broadly, inviting a little more folks to the table, thinking about that. And then kind of what these guys do, make it fun, make history something you can do, an activity, an event you can show up with, a tour you can walk around a city, like make it something fun that you want to do.
Well, Amy Elliott Bragg and Kyle Norris, thanks, guys.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.